Well, I won't bury the lead. The Albany Symphony Orchestra won a Grammy Award on Sunday. Not a bad week. You know, the Grammy Awards, they give them out for musical excellence. The ASO was awarded Best Classical Instrumental Solo for its recording of composer John Corigliano's Conjurer, Concerto for Percussionist and String Orchestra, recorded at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. The percussion concerto was conducted by David Allen Miller, who joins us this morning to tell us how much a Grammy weighs and also about their upcoming concerts next weekend. David Allen Miller, congratulations.
Hi, Joe. So nice to be back with you and back home. Really nice. All that heat out there in California, just too much. You know, it slows your brain, which I hate.
Yes.
So I had to get out of there as fast as possible.
Yeah, you know, it sucks to go out to California and collect
a Grammy.
I don't know how
those people think it all out there. It's shocking. Yeah.
Isn't that where you're from?
That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I was actually staying with my dad and his wife. We had a really nice time. We had a one-day visit after the big Grammy day, and then my son Ari and I jumped back on the plane and came home on Tuesday.
So who was your date?
Ari, okay. My fortune. My wife, Andrea, very graciously ceded her position as my partner to Ari. But I still had to pay a huge sum of many, many hundreds of dollars to buy him a companion ticket. I got to go free because I was a nominee. But as they explained to me, I think it was $700. They said, but you get to go to the after party.
Oh,
so that made it all worthwhile. See,
that's cool. Was anybody cool at the after party?
No, just the normal. All the famous people were somewhere else. All us normal people were at the after party.
But you were the winner.
At least there was food. We hadn't eaten in like 16 hours. We had a very stressful day. It was pretty rough.
So let's go back. The nominations come out and you know, it's an honor just to be nominated, right?
That's what I said two
yes,
weeks ago. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So when you found out that you were nominated, what was that like?
It was fantastic because we were nominated along with the New York Philharmonic and Esa-Pekka Salonen and the great pianist Yefim Bronfman and really major Dawn Upshaw, the great soprano. So it was quite a heady group that we were included in. And we were just, as you say, very honored to have our first nomination, and as a small budget orchestra in a relatively small community in America, to be considered in that heady, in that league was really exciting.
So did you, now you can tell us, did you think you had a shot?
Well, I knew we had a 16.5% chance of winning because there were six candidates in the category. And I thought, given that John Corigliano is a pretty famous composer because he's Academy Award winner for the Red Violin and he's written a couple of film scores like Altered States, I thought maybe our odds bumped up to like 27%. So I was, you know, cautiously optimistic, but I didn't think that we had a really good shot at it.
Yeah. And this is a different ceremony, right? This is not the...
Well, what's interesting, I didn't know a thing about it. I just knew that I wasn't even going to go, but my wife said we had to go. And she, of course, as always, was right. They have a gigantic ceremony in the afternoon that starts at 1 o'clock in the Nokia Theater, which is the smaller theater right across the street from the Staples Center where the big show was. And they give out, I think, like 90 awards between the hours of 1 and 4, including pretty serious awards like for best rap artists and things like that, country, gospel... A lot of major awards given out. And then in the evening celebration, if you watch it on TV, you notice they only give out 10 awards. So it's very different from the Academy Awards in that it's really a music show in the evening and the awards are all in the afternoon. And so Cyndi Lauper presided and it was a fun thing, but it was a lot of awards and it moved pretty fast.
Who gave you your award?
Some lady, I don't know. I don't know who these people are.
You may want to remember.
But I must
say,
to qualify that, it was a beautiful feeling. Even before the award was announced, when I walked in this room and there are all these musicians from all these different genres and they're all like brothers and sisters and they're all, you know, there for the same reason because they're all creating and producing and making music. And it really had this sense of community in the afternoon and, I must say, without wanting to sound too hoity-toity, in the evening as well. We all felt like we were kind of part of the club.
So do you get to go up and make a speech or do they
I believe my speech is on the Grammy site if people want to check it out. It was very brief. I tried to give the most brief speech of all.
Well, you don't get played off.
Thank the composer and the soloist and then I mostly thanked the orchestra and our producer and the record company, but I mainly said that I was proud of the Albany Symphony, which has committed and embraces this idea that living music by great composers like John Corigliano should be at the center of our 2014 repertoire in this modern era.
What kind of mail do you, or well, let me ask this question. So what kind of conversation do you have with John after this?
We just exchanged emails, and he sent me a congratulatory email, and I sent him one as well and said that it wouldn't have been possible without him. What's kind of weird about it is, even though it's his piece, and obviously he deserves most of the credit, because it's the solo classical instrumental category, the two actual awards given are given to the soloist Evelyn Glennie and to the conductor. So I tend to feel that it's on all our behalf and that we're all Grammy winners. But John wasn't at the ceremony, and so the award didn't specifically go to him, strangely.
Yeah. Don't complain about that. You got one. So you got so they give you the Grammy, and it's
It's not that small, Joe. It's a really big box, big thing, and it's a big, heavy thing, like 60 pounds. I don't know. It's pretty heavy.
So how do you bring that?
Well, okay. I didn't bring it home. They mail it to you.
Actually. Oh, they mail it to
so
you.
So I don't have one.
You don't have to check.
They
it
have to do the little
through.
Engraving with the little hammer and everything. You know.
Oh, so the one you get is just a prop.
It's a faux one, and then when you go backstage, you do this whole media junket. Once you've won, and they keep handing you Grammys, and taking them back and polishing them, and handing it to the next guy and polishing it. And it's like a real system they got back there.
Boy, that's hilarious.
It was really something.
And they just like FedEx you one when they're done.
I'm just hoping it appears one day magically at my doorstep, not too banged up. I hope.
Honey, has the Grammy arrived?
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just totally cool and so great for our orchestra because you know we have made recording these modern works that are otherwise simply not available a core aspect of our mission. And some people say, well, you know, why are you doing that? Recording as we knew it, you know, has almost ceased to exist and everything's downloaded and streamed. But to me, the composers keep telling me that the way for them to get more performances and more awareness of their music is for it to be out there in a commercially recorded form. And so we've made that really central to our mission. And this really was kind of like a real affirmation of the value of that.
When you think about it, and I started to ask this question, but when something like this happens, they ask us this of Oscar winners all the time, but does the phone just start ringing off the hook? Or I mean, not just the congratulatory stuff, but the offers and things that are possibilities?
It's a little early to tell, Joe. All I can tell you is that the minute that I accepted my award, my email account was hacked. So everybody's been getting like junk mail from me, spewing at them for the last. So I'm actually finally going over from AOL to Gmail because I can't bear it anymore. Long overdue. But other than that, and other than just huge numbers of congratulatory emails and Facebook posts from friends, dear friends from here, and supporters and board members and musicians, but also you know people I haven't heard from in 30, 40 years. I don't think offers come flooding in. I wish that were so, but I sit by the phone, but that one doesn't ring. Yeah. But frankly, you know what it does? I don't care because you know what we're doing here is so important that whether I have great successes elsewhere or not really doesn't matter because what we're doing here is so vital.
I don't even mean that as much as because you are the orchestra is Grammy Award winning. You are Grammy Award winning. That will forever be with you where you can say Grammy Award winning conductor.
Right.
David Allen Miller, Grammy Award winning orchestra.
Yes, we're already writing my epitaph. Joe.
Right. Anything that's written, I wrote it in my introduction.
Good
today.
Man.
I mean, that's what you, that's what you do. It seems like, I mean, you're already at such a high quality, but I would think it would just, it puts you into a very exclusive club.
It makes us very proud. And I must say what's so striking to me at these awards, because I remember when I was younger, there were all sorts of categories for best classical this and best orchestral that and best. There were 10 or 15 classical categories. Now there are about there were 20 or 30, I think. Now there are about five. So actually, as an orchestra, there are only two or three categories you can even be considered, you can even be nominated in. So the idea that we snagged one of those is fantastic.
Does it sell CDs?
Oh, I think it does. I think as much as anything sells CDs. And it's, as Klaus Heymann at Naxos, the record company that put out the disc, explained, you know, the traffic now is not in actual physical CDs. Only a few of us old codgers even have things to play those on anymore. And you notice all the computers, all the laptops no longer have the CD drive even. So people are downloading it, but mainly they're going to the streaming services and people are getting them through their streaming services.
Yeah, but you still get, you know, that's great too.
Well, yeah, but we don't get any money. It's still a humongous money loser to make recordings for an orchestra. It can cost us anywhere between like $50,000 and $80,000, none of which we will ever recoup. So we do it, and that's why I've always made the point that we're ahead of the curve at the Albany Symphony because we always understood it was not a cash thing. It's that we're doing this as a service for music and for the composers. It's not at all about money. It's about money losing, as we proudly in the arts sadly
right.
tend to be expert in.
So right up into getting your son a ticket, this whole thing has drained you financially.
Oh, it's huge. It cost me probably $1,500 just to go accept my Grammy, or at least. Thank God my dad lives out there. I was able to have he
like
lent me a car
there.
And I got to sleep at his house. Yeah, but we had a harrowing day because the night before Saturday night, I participated in a beautiful memorial concert at the Cathedral of All Saints for David Janauer,
yeah.
my dear colleague and friend who conducted Albany Pro Musica and many other organizations. Beautiful evening concert, and because I had committed to do that, we couldn't go out early for all the fun parties on Saturday,
yep.
so we missed all those. So Ari and I drove down to Newark at 11:30 at night on Saturday, jumped on a 7 a.m. flight, landed at LAX at 11:10, and then had to be at the Staples Center by 12:30. It was a very stressful day, but it was a great
time.
But
you got there.
It all worked like clockwork.
So now...
Now, back to work.
You're all in this rush, and then next week, you'll be getting ready for two concerts, and let us talk about those just
Please.
For a moment.
Yes.
And in the time that we have left, beginning on Saturday night at the Palace Theater, and you will be doing Wagner, and you'll be doing Bolero.
We will. We'll be doing a beautiful program that ends with Ravel's Bolero, has another great Ravel piece, Ma Mère Loire, Mother Goose, an incredibly fabulous trombone concerto that I don't think we've ever done a trombone concerto in my tenure, and I'm a trombonist. That was my original instrument. I love the trombone. Our brilliant first trombonist, Greg Spiridopoulos, is playing the Chris Rouse trombone concerto, and we're starting the concert with the Prelude and Love Death from Tristan und Isolde. So a fabulous concert, and we're actually going to have 18 magnificent young trombonists in the lobby before the concert, Greg's students at the university.
How many?
18, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Not 76?
Sadly, we only got up to 18, but there are 18 incredibly high quality. They'll be in the lobby playing. They're all Greg's students at UMass Amherst, and it's a great chance to showcase one of our great players, to hear Ravel's Bolero live. Really exciting program.
That is on Saturday night, February 8th at 7:30 at the Palace Theater in Albany, and then on Sunday, Michigan Miller in Raiders of the Lost Symphony.
That's right, and that's going to be really exciting because we're going back through the door of time in search of the origin of the symphony, and if we're lucky, we're even going to meet the great Papa Haydn, Franz Joseph Haydn, but we have to answer the riddling questions of the Symphonic Sphinx. So really a fun program all about the evolution of the symphony featuring me, Michigan Miller, 3 o'clock concert. And I should mention, Joe, we're really excited. This series is sponsored by Price Chopper. In addition, however, this year, GE has signed on with their Kids in Free program,
yeah.
which is this fabulous thing where every kid who wants to come, comes absolutely free at GE's expense, as long as they bring a parent or as long as there's a parent along with them to pay. So all the kids get to come free. There's an instrument petting zoo. Last time I was on your air, I said a petting zoo, and everybody raised their eyebrow.
Yeah.
It's an instrument petting zoo before the concert, I think at 2 o'clock. And that's really fun in the lobby. You can try out different instruments. It's a really cool thing for kids between the ages of 4 and 104. And I encourage everybody to come on down. All the kids come free.
How many more of the – is this pretty much the way you're going to do it now, of having the concert on Saturday and do a kids concert on Saturday?
I think that's just the way it lined up. I should also mention that the Instrument Petting Zoo is sponsored by our friends at John Keel Music, the great music store in town. And that's just, it was really funny at the last concert, because this is the second of our three family concerts.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be at 3 p.m. The third one, I think, may not be attached to a subscription
concert. Yeah.
But we had a lot of trouble getting the dads away from the instruments in the petting zoo, because while we were doing our last rehearsal there, we could hear in the lobby, boo, boo, guys trying out the trombone. And it turned out it wasn't the kids, it was all the dads who wouldn't give up their instruments. A couple of them almost got into fist fights. So it's really fun for the whole family to come on down and meet the orchestra and have a really fun time.
Well, if you think about it, really, where do you get an opportunity to do that kind of
exactly.
thing?
Exactly. In fact,
it's a great idea.
I already proposed at a meeting yesterday that at our American Music Festival in May, our big thing, we should have an after-concert instrument petting zoo for the grown-ups so they can all try out the cellos and the trombones
absolutely.
And the trumpets.
No,
and
I think that sounds a blast.
A really
and then have
thing.
An expert there to tell you
absolutely.
Sort of how to handle the instrument as well.
Right.
It
so it's going to be a really fun weekend. Bolero on Saturday night, the history of the symphony with beautiful movements by Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn on Sunday afternoon. Great fun for the whole family.
We couldn't be more proud of you We couldn't be more proud of the orchestra and all you have done. This is such a beautiful thing. And when you heard the news, you know, your heart just jumps for joy. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing for the region and for this great orchestra. And I congratulate you. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you, Joe. And it's just a validation of all the great work that our magnificent orchestra does. So I'm very proud of them.
Well, congratulations. Again, you can find out more information by going to albanysymphony.com about the upcoming concerts. We're going to be in Fun Drive next week, but it's on 8th and 9th, and we'll be done by then. You'll have plenty of time to go and see the shows and enjoy all the great work.
Absolutely.
8th and 9th, albanysymphony.com. David Alan Miller, you're a delight. Thank you very much, and again, congratulations.
You too, Joe, and get that pledge drive over in 2 days, will
you? Okay, and the next time you come, if you have the Grammy, you bring it, right?
I bring it. I carry it around town with
me
wherever I go.
Thank you. Okay. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.